Today's Shir in Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Daf Chaf Beis Omid Beis, and we're still in the Siman Yud Aleph, the halachas of making of tzitzis, and we're up to Sif Yud Beis. The Mechaber writes, Minyan chutei hatzitzios b'chol kenof arba kifulim shehem shmona. We're now talking about the insertion of the actual fringes of the actual tzitzios into the hole that we've been discussing for a few days, and making the actual tzitzis in a kosher way. So one inserts four strands of the properly twisted, properly spun tzitzis that we've talked about previously, and he inserts all four, ideally simultaneously, through the strands. That's what the post can bring down. That's only l'chatchila b'dieved. If you insert them one at a time, you're good. And then you fold them through the hole, so you now have the four becoming eight. V'imhosif posel, and the Mechaber writes, if you added on more, if you put in five and then you fold it over so you have ten, it's posel. We'll discuss this more in the Mishnah Berurah. First off, though, the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Nunches says that the Amrinam B'Gemara, where do we get this idea that you have to have four, then fold it over to make eight? Because it says in the Gemara that Gedilim Tas Elok, the Pasuk says, Godil means Shnayim, that already implies two, a Godil is already two, and Gedilim, that implies four. Pirish, I have a kasiv gidil, have a mash mashtaim. If we only had the word gidil and not gidilim, we would have said it's two that you fold over to make four. The ain gidil pachos mishtaim, because by definition a gidil always already means two. Now, hashlo dechsiv gidilim, since the pasuk says gidilim, that implies more than a gidil, so it's arbo mashma. It implies four. Ubizman shu tcheles, hayosin shnaim mitcheles, shnaim milavin. And the days when everybody agreed that we had tcheles, so then you would make two of the strands white and two of the strands out of the tcheles, the bluish colored dye. Again, for those that believe that we do have tcheles today, whether that's the ptil tcheles that was more recently discovered in Eretz Yisrael, or whether it's the Radzina tcheles from 100 or so years ago, they would then obviously put in strands of tcheles. But we're working within the framework of the Mishnah Berurah. There is no tchelis, so today, hayidna, nowadays, heavy lovon, bimkom tchelis, we have still the four strands, so instead of two white and two blue, we have all four blue, all four white, rather, v'yosin arba aruchin mishal lovon. And then in Sivkot Nuntes, he writes, we then fold it over. Achar shiachniseim babegid v'yichpaleim, you insert the four strands, the four tzitzios through the hole, and then it becomes eight as you insert it in and fold it over. And where do we get this from? Midrashiv psil, ke'ein psila shu kofel, which is a language of a wick over here that is considered folded over. So the Mechaber said that if you put in more than four, it's possible. The Mishnah Berurah in Simchat and Samach writes, Mishum de ka'avra b'bal tosef, because this is a transgression of adding on to what the Torah said. The Torah said only put in eight, the four folded over, and if you put in more, you're over bal tosef. That's what the Mechaber holds. However, the Mishnah Berurah brings down the Vilna Gaon, Vagro b'veyuruv, Hiskim la'halocha l'shitas ha'itur, Hamuva b'Beis Yosef. The Mechaber himself, in his own commentary, the Beis Yosef on Tur, brings down this the sheet of the Itur, which the Gro quotes, Shesover de'ein b'zeh mishum bal tosef, that you're not over bal tosef. And that which the Gemara says it makes it no good, v'chi paslim in the Gemara b'zeh, that you are over bal tosef, is only davka kishahosif min acher l'hachutim, kigon chutei kanbos, otsemer gefen. That's only if you add a different material into the hole. So now you have the four strands of the wool, let's say, and then you have four strands of cotton, or some other material. That would be a bal tosef. I will be also, I mean, if you put in five woolen strands of tzitzis, and you fold it over to make ten, machshirinon, it is kosher. Afilu lechatchila, lahosiv kamashirotze, and leaving lechatchila, one can add on as many strands as you want, it's not a problem. It's not more muhuda that way, but it's not a problem. However, the Mishnah Berurah then brings down the Malbim, the Ayin bi'artzos achayim, the sefer written by the Malbim, shehevi od kama gedoli harishonim shesovrim kein, who also hold like this sheet of the Gro, v'lochein masik di masom kvar v'yevshul esaknon yochol lelech behem. So bid the Evid, if somebody has such a talus, and there's no way to correct it easily, so he can't use this talus. However, avo miyach, yuchol l'saknim, tzorch l'saknim, but to get around the controversy, why put in more when there are shittas that say that it's possible, like the Mechaber brought down, so even though there are those shittas that say it's okay, why look for trouble? And therefore, as soon as you can correct it, take it out. Ubegorea meichut, and the Mishnah Berurah says, if you put in less than the four strands, however, lakuli alma posel, then everybody agrees that you're not makai in the midst of tzitzis, and therefore you're walking around with a four-cornered garment without tzitzis, kidisa beveis Yosef, as is brought down in the Beis Yosef. Interestingly, the Halacha Brewer brings down the Turei Evan in the Avnei Miluim, who writes that Bechihai Gavna ain't over Mishul Baltigra. If you put in less than four, you're not over putting in less than the Torah demands, which is an Isser of Baltigra. However, Lo Choshev Mitzvah Tzitzis Klav, but you aren't fulfilling the Mitzvah of Tzitzis, and that's why we don't do it. Nevertheless, he himself brings down at the end of his words over there that Mashma Af Bezeh Iko Mishun Baltigra. He's still concerned about Baltigra in that situation, and certainly putting in less than four is incorrect. In the Bir Halacha, he brings down Im Hoya Motzi Ayiseros Gam Min Hagadil Pshita the Kosher. He says, obviously, if you take out that fifth strand, it certainly is good. However, in Dirshu Note 73, he brings down in the name of the Chazon Ish, who is arguing with this Prima Godim, and he says, since you originally had made those strands and you had tied them in as part of the mitzvah, and now cutting them out doesn't work because you made them incorrectly in the first place. So therefore, certainly, nobody should ever put in more than four or less than four. We put in the four, ideally put them in simultaneously, fold them over, and then we go to the next part of the sif to further this discussion. The Mechaber continues and he writes, Yachtoch Roshe Hachutin Horabo V'yischevein Bakonof V'yichpulein V'oz Yishmona. He says that when you are putting them in, make sure that they're already all cut. Put in four separate stands. Don't put in one long strand and fold it over and fold it over, and then you have the eight strands, but they're all connected, and then cut them. That's not ideal. And that's going to be a problem, as we'll see, in the next sif. And this is what the Mishnah Berurah says over here in Sif Katan Samach Aleph. Rotzelo malachatchilo yachtoch kodem shiistkvein bakonof. Make sure that you have four separate strands, that they're cut from each other. If you start off with one long string and you fold it over and folded it over, and that's how you're getting now four strands, which you insert in the hole and fold them over, you're going to have eight strands, but they're all connected. You shouldn't do it that way. You should cut them first. Yesh lechotkom b'shinov v'lo b'sakin. Then the Mishnah Berurah says a very interesting halacha. Cut them with your teeth and don't cut them with a knife. Why is this? In Dirshu Note 71, he brings down the Maxis HaShekel, who writes, because the Pasuk says, Lo sonif aleim barzel. Therefore, he writes, Al kein yichtoch es achutim bishina. Therefore, the minhag is to separate the different parts of the tzitzis from each other with your teeth. And there's also an interesting cute remez here, Lefi sheyesh l'odom lamed beis shinayim, kiminin achutim shebetzitzis. If you take all the eight times four strands that we have, it's 32, and that's the adult number of teeth that a person has. And this is also a school that's brought down. If one wears scissors properly, he will not have problems with his teeth. The Kaf HaChaim adds over here in Dirshu Note 71, Shagam kishirotza liktzor es hatzitzis lo yichotkin besakin. Even once the tzitzis are already in place, you shouldn't use a scissors or a knife to cut them, ela bishinov. You should cut them with your teeth. He brings out another cute allusion. He says the Rashi Tevos, the first letters of the two words, Lihis HaTev Batzitzis, is Lamed Beis, which is also 32, connected these 32 strands of the tzitzis and the 32 teeth. Others disagree and say that it's not essential, that you can cut it with a knife, certainly if it's uncomfortable or difficult to cut it with your teeth. Sif Yud Gimel, the Mechaber writes, Yizor Lach Toch Roch Sheyachutin Lasosim Shmona Kodem Sheyachroch. As we just already pointed out, one should insert the tzitzis when they're already separated into four strands, not all as one big strands, because Sheim Korach Afilu Chulya Echad, V'kosher Afilu Kesher Echad, V'achakach HaTochon, because it would be a problem if once you already tied the knot and started making the wrappings around, you then cut them, you'd have a problem of having the tzitzis already pre-made, so to say, and that would be an isser of tasev lo ben osu, and you wouldn't be wearing kosher tzitzis. The Ramah just explained this, and he says, what does it mean over here when we said even chulya echad, pirish hachelik me'atzitzis shebein kesher lekesh? He's talking about the wrappings, and we'll have a lot more to discuss about this in a moment. The Mishnah Berurah in Siv Katan Samach Beis writes, Rotzelomar, Shim Avar Velocha Tochem Kod Matchiva, if you cut them after you already inserted them, Al Koponim Yizor Ato Kod Makricha, at least make sure you cut them then. If you haven't cut them before you put them in, make sure you cut them before you start the knotting and the windings. In Siv Katan Samach Gimel, he writes, Afilu Shal Shalosh Krichos. He says, one Chuya, even if it only has three windings, then already it's a problem of Tasalovin Osui. In Siv Katan Samach Dalet, he adds, wrote Salomar, Imasa Chuya Vegam Koshar, Achar Hachuya, Afilu Rakesh Rechot. If you made the wrappings around with the Shamish string and started wrapping around the others, and then you made the knot, Yotza Yidei Chavos Midiraisa, you have now officially done the mitzvah of putting on tzitzis. And therefore, if you haven't cut the other strands and you're left with one big strand, although it's folded over, now you're going to have a problem of Tasev Elomin or Osui. In Dirshu note 74, he brings down, why did the rabbis make us do additional wrappings and knots over here if you're Yotzi Midaraisa with the first knot? So in the Tshuvas HaGaonim HaChadoshos, he brings down, this is in order to lahadek ulechazek es hakesher rishon shelo yisrofe. This is to make sure that the tzitzis stay tightly tied. He then brings down that on Shabbos, one has to be very careful with not tightening the ties of the tzitzis. One could be over in Itzer D'Oraisa of tying on Shabbos, Ayin Shomin 074, for more detail about this. The great Gadol, the Shevet HaLevi, unfortunately we say Zatzal again, he was recently Nifter, he writes that since you've essentially fulfilled the mitzvah of tzitzis by making the first knot, you could technically make the other knots in a bathroom. It wouldn't be over a problem of doing something, of making tzitzis in a bathroom, but he says one shouldn't do this. The Mishnah Berurah then adds on and says, if you didn't make the kesher after the wrappings, after the starting or the winding around the other tzitzios, after your kesher rishon shekarim chuyu, but you did have one knot there, so then that's still also not called log nigmar adayin asiyas atzitzis, and that wouldn't be technically a problem of tasa vilom and osui. But yesh machmirim lechatchila nochon lochush ledivreim. He says one should be careful. Don't do this. The best idea, obviously, is to do it lechatchila perfect way, and you won't have any problems. Indeed, the Chazon Ish in Dirshu Note 76 is posik lahachmir that even b'dievet such tzitzis would not be good if there was a knot made. Strands had not yet been cut. Sif Yud Dalet. Yikach arbo chutim mitzad zeh, v'arbo mitzad zeh. Now we're talking about actually going and making the knots and all the windings around the tzitzis. So you take the four that you have on one side of the hole, the four that you have on the other side of the hole that you pass through the hole, v'yikshor shnei pamim zal gav zeh. You make a double knot, a knot on top of a knot. Then the achakach yichrot chut ha'aruch soviv hashivok tzos krichos. You then take the single longer strand, we'll call that the shamish strand, and you wind it around the other seven strands. We'll see in a moment how many times you wind it. Here he just says kitzas a little bit. V'kosher shnei pa'amim zal gavzeh. Then you make another double knot after you've done this. V'choz v'korech, you do more windings again. You do this for a total of five knots, four interspersed areas and five knots. V'chein yaseh ad sheyashlim l'chomesh kisharim kifulim. Five double knots, and in between them, the arba avirim b'neim mileim krichos, and four spaces in between them that are filled with these windings. We'll see in a moment how many windings we do. Ein shir la krichos. Technically, there is no shir for how long or how many times you have to do the windings. Rak shiu kol hakaruch v'aksharim rochav arba gudolim v'anav shmona gudolim. But the total length, as we've already discussed previously, l'chatrila should be 12 thumbs, 12 gudolim, and four of those 12 should be taken up by the knots and the krichos, the windings, and the other eight should be the strands hanging down afterwards, unknotted, unwound. The Ramah adds, Hagod, the Inherich Hatzitzis, if you had very, very long tzitzis, Yirish Shlishiso Yeh Godil, Ushnecha Lokim Onof. Then you should try to keep this ratio that four Gedolim to eight Gedolim, four to eight, that 2-to-1 ratio, 1-to-2 ratio, should be maintained if you have very long tzitzis, so then you tie the knots and the krichos a little bit looser, so they'll take up more space. It should be a 1-to-2 ratio, knots and krichos, versus the free hanging tzitzis. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Samachay says the amount of spaces, the windings, and the knots isn't ma'akev medina, mitzvah min ha-muvchar though. And where do we get these numbers from? Ha-chamisha k'shorm remesh ha-idei zeh yizkor ha-chamisha chum she-torah. The five knots is a reminder to the five sifrei Torah, to the five chumashim in the Torah. U'kfilas ha-k'shorm ha-chamisha she'ola yud, and the five knots, with the five double knots, adds up to 10, is a remez la-soros sfiros of shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This represents an aspect of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that is his sfiros, which I'm not exactly sure how to translate that. We'll just leave it as the sfiros of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that is 10, as will be more discussed in Simon Chav Dalet. In Sivkatun Samach Vav, the Mishnah Berurah has an arichas over here to explain the number of windings. And he says, Kiblu Chazal Deba'inim B'tzitzis Godil. We need to have this concept of the Godil, the strands hanging down from the corners. Vainu Shia Muchrach, and it has to be folded over. Kemosh Kosov Gedilim Ta'asaloch. Gam Yebochutim Nifrodim Kedisiv Tzitzis. But there also have to be free hanging strands of the tzitzis, not only wound and knotted, because it says tzitzis, and it's based upon a pasuk where it says B'tzitzis Roshi. Ach Min HaTorah Ein Shirli Orech HaGodil, but there is no Torah-driven requirement how long the gedil part has to be, the wrapping and knotted part. If you only had three windings and one knot, gamhu l'halach l'mosh misinai, that would be kosher. and Miskayim Bezeh Gedil, you fulfill the requirement of having Gedil, or Bezeh Kvar Nigmar Mitzvah Deraisa, and you've Yotzi the Mitzvah Deraisa. He adds then, if this would be the situation, Erev Shabbos, right before Shabbos, when you're not allowed to tie the knots on Shabbos, and that's all you had, that would be acceptable as well. However, one should make sure that as soon as possible, after Matzi Shabbos, you correct it and do what the Chazal said, because you don't want to be over the words of the Derabbanan. Me Derabbanan, Tzorech Laso Shlish Gedil, Ushnei Shlishim Psil. Because this is the beauty of the tzitzis, Zehu Noi Tzitzis. How exact does one have to be with this? So as long as it appears that it's roughly this 1-to-2 ratio of the knotted winding area versus the rest, it's fine, because it's not an absolute din. It's noi, it's for beauty, and lefi mashinir aleinayim, as Dirshu note 78 points out. Sivkot and Samach Zayin says that you shouldn't do the entire strand wound, but you have to have space, as we had already pointed out. However, b'di'evit, afilum korach ruba kosher, because al koponim yesh kan gam kim psil. As long as you have a little bit hanging down free at the end of all the knotted winded area, you're okay. But im korach kula posel, but if you actually wound the entire way down to the end of the tzitzis and knotted it, then it would be posel. In Sivkot Nusamuches, the Mishra Brewer brings down from the Raya Mehemna, and he says, ideally, yeah, ben kesher lekesher kim lo agudel. There should be a space of about a thumb's width in between each knot. And the Rosh writes on this, shiu kol achul yoshove, they should all be the same. Each of the spaces in between the knots should be the same, and therefore, since there's different numbers of wrappings there, there will have to be some more tightly and some less tightly. We'll discuss it tomorrow's shir, and this is all again because of noi tzitzis. Making the tzitzis as beautiful as possible. Ramah concludes today's shir with the statement, in herech hatzitzis yirash shlishi, so yeah, gadol ushnei chalokim onaf, as we mentioned, you need to have the 1-to-2 ratio, and the Mishnah Berurah comments on this in Sivkot and Samach Test, and he writes, Lukuliyama Enum Akiv Bidyevit, it's not Makiv Bidyevit if you don't do it this way. And Dirshu note 80 and 81, he brings down from the stipler that he wasn't makbid on this, because today our tzitzis are a different size, and if you try to make a gudol of thumb's length in between each one, it would be too wide. There would be too much space in between each knot, unfilled with wrappings. And he then brings down as well the Chazon Ish, who says from the Lashon of the Rambam that the 1-to-2 ratio is not essential. It's just the critical point being that the second two-thirds, the part with the free-hanging stuff, can't be less than two-thirds, but it could be more than two-thirds. This will conclude today's shir.